Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
Little ID, you're raw potatoes.
I'm leaving that in just to spite you.
What do you mean, eh? You're not spiting me. Eat your raw potatoes.
So, Jeff, welcome back.
Hello, I brought you raw potatoes.
This is what would happen if Jeff were a chef on Iron Chef.
Raw potatoes. Eat them, bitch. Eat them. You don't like them? You gave me a 7? A 7? I'm gonna kill you! Sit still so I can punch you in the nuts!
It would be pretty cool if they actually combined Iron Chef with, like, a wrestling show so that they actually could, like, fight physically at the end.
With all the knives.
Well yeah, dude. Duh. I'm the cutting board. Here at Kitchen Stadium, Iron Chef Chen Kenichi will do battle to the death. What are you twisting?
With the volume control.
Excellent.
Well, you're listening to...
I'm making you not clip is what I'm doing.
Ooh, hey, clipping is overrated, really.
You're listening to a...
very special post-mortem episode of Geeks in Space.
No. We're not post-mortem. We're just on irregular production.
Ooh, is that kind of like the Family Guy, where you never really know when there's going to be another episode, and you just
kind of
wish?
Oh, exactly. We like to keep people guessing. Although, really, we don't like to keep people guessing because we post stories whenever there's a new one. But, you know, you have to keep guessing when we're going to post this.
Right.
When's that story going up? Keep reloading.
Keep reloading. Click on the banner ads.
Click on the banner ads a lot.
You don't have to bother clicking on the open banner ads or the ThinkGeek ones. Just the paid ones. Click on those, please.
That's right, Jeff. Your little paid ad there. So people might wonder, has anything changed about you when you went and started working in the Boston
office? Raw potatoes!
The British accent, I think, is the biggest change.
Right.
And I don't know how that comes out of Boston, but...
Well, it's really a reaction to parking my car in Harvard Yard. Don't do that.
No more accent. You see,
don't say those things.
I intentionally don't go to Boston whenever possible, just to avoid that accent.
Don't say those things. Love.
So we've already made like several minutes of noise here, and we haven't even introduced ourselves. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
And I'm
Raw Potato.
Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
Raw Potatoes.
No, on second thought, I'm TV's John Doe.
Really?
You're Dottie.
I'm the hospital's John Doe.
Candidate Dottie.
Is that Funny Man John Doe?
And Funny Man John Doe and comedic sidekick John
Doe.
Yeah,
it's Funny Man John Doe with Funny Man John Gotti. He's so funny, he'll kill you.
So here's the big thing. We're going to be recording this now. It's Sunday. We don't know when you're going to actually hear this. But still right now, pretty much the only thing that's happening in any media anywhere is everything relating to the election. So my guess is we're probably going to discuss that a little bit. But by the time you hear it, it could be kind of like a novelty. Because it may actually have all been resolved.
No.
Welcome back
to
Hour 96.
In case you live outside of the U.S. And have both of your ears plugged, the election was essentially a try, as far as I can tell.
For the part where Gore won by 2 million.
Those are gone now. That's all worn out. He's only ahead by like 80,000, I think.
What?
Seriously?
Go to the damn page.
All right, we're checking CNN.com. So, yeah, it was ridiculously close. Gore was ahead by 200,000 in the popular election as of election night.
2 million in the popular election.
200,000 in the popular election as of election night.
No, I don't buy into your theories.
Oh, I do. I do.
Now, I make my wisdom check and I disbelieve.
Okay, can you do math? Right now the national map is calling it at 49.2 for Gore and 48.999 for Bush. So according to that, it's 200,000. Now, other stats I'd heard had actually shown the difference at being closer to 80,000. But it's really close. The big thing is the Electoral College, which is a bunch of fucknuts who get to actually make the decision because our votes don't actually count.
Except it's illegal for them to vote other than...
It's actually not.
Well, no, it is illegal for them
in some states.
Yeah, in some states. But they can actually do it, but then it's a misdemeanor, which is the greatest part of all, is that it's a misdemeanor. I'd be an elector all the time, and I'd be voting for the, you know, free ice cream and pony party.
Wow, dude.
Which free is ice a cream real and pony to every
party.
Household.
I'm excited for that party. So, yeah, it's ridiculously close. Gore's taken the popular election, but by the time they factor in all the absentee ballots across the country, you know, it could go either way. I mean, the Republicans traditionally get the absentee ballots because most of the absentee ballots are those guys who are serving on military bases, and they tend to be Republican. Go figure. Including Florida. Now, Florida's ridiculously close. Florida, they've had numbers. I've heard numbers as low as 80 and as high as, like, 1,700 as far as the difference between Bush and Gore. Gore has lost the state, although the fun part about that was watching it on TV and watching them yo-yo on who actually got the state, which was extremely entertaining for the first hour and a half. And then it just started getting really annoying. So the latest thing
because
is
America has a attention span of about 20 minutes.
Right. So, okay, there's kind of a couple of things here to think about here. Number one, this election could actually have been decided by a graphic designer. A bad one, but a graphic designer. That's pretty nice to think about. The user interface actually may have swayed this election. Anybody who thinks user interface doesn't matter needs to think about that, because those little holes, like it or not, those may have caused the election to swing one way. Which is pretty dang cool, all things considered. You don't think about that very often. I don't even know what you guys think. Do you guys think the ballot was bad?
I think it was.
Do you think it's like...
it was also against Florida state law.
Actually, it's trickier than that. Because
oh,
the way...
the electromechanical... Yeah.
Right, they've got a clause about mechanical voting machines. However, the clause is essentially this vague statement that says something to the effect of they'll make reasonable attempts to adhere to the laws according to the paper ballot thing. So... if it was a paper ballot, it would be against the law, but because it's an electronic ballot, it might be against the law.
But and, who's to say,
but who's
really?
Who's being picky? And it's even better than that, because, okay, Gore's campaigners, or whatever, demanded a hand recount in Palm Beach, which is the county with the FUBAR ballots.
Right, and the Republicans are trying to get an injunction.
The Republicans, I think, have actually sued now.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
They're trying to get an injunction.
They're suing against a recount. God bless you. We trust America. We trust you, America. Just not enough to count again.
But the election officials in Palm Beach County voted
2-1. So there's going to be a manual recount, which they say is going to take at least a few days.
George W. Bush, I'd like to quit while I'm ahead, please.
And in a related story, they don't actually need Florida's electors to vote. They only need a majority of the Electoral College. So, you know, there's 538 total.
So if Florida doesn't vote...
it'd just be 25 less. And that would actually go in Gore's favor. And
he's ahead by like 15. It's 2-4.
There's a clause in the 12th Amendment to allow that.
These numbers have changed. They're saying Gore's got 255.
Well, that's because New Mexico...
I knew it was down to 200 votes, but I didn't know it actually got flip-flopped.
Yeah, well, now Bush has won New Mexico by 1%. Because, they're saying they think it's that.
Is Oregon
they have
yet?
To recount that. Oregon is not... for sure, but Oregon looks like it's going Gore. So that'll give
That's
Gore
eight
seven.
More. Is it seven or eight? But
seven, I think.
So anyways, you may have noticed it's a little confusing because the election now was almost a week ago and nobody knows who won.
You know, as a history major, I'd just like to say I find this election incredibly gratifying as it allows me to display my fine grasp of minutia. Thank you. This has been a message brought to you by the History Teachers Council.
Yeah, those guys
Eat
piss
cheese.
Me off. Those guys piss me off. They always are giving me, like,
Behold,
like C's.
Behold, the power of history.
Jeff's not doomed to repeat it. I, on the other hand, will be whirling around and around and around, repeating history for thousands and thousands of years. So, anyway, there's a couple of things about this that actually really crack me up. My favorite is these people who are just like, well, if you're too stupid to figure out the ballot, then your vote shouldn't count. Okay, you elitist prick. Okay, I'm not... You jerk! I mean, I hate you! This is just totally unfair. Now, okay, I'm not saying that they should recount. I'm not saying that they should have a revote. I'm not saying any of that thing. All I'm saying is that attitude is just bullshit. I mean, you're so smart and you're so pompous. Okay, you know what? I got my vote right. Okay, I voted for Gore, but, you know, I'm not gonna lose sleep either way. I just think Bush is a retard. Now, I voted for Gore and I figured out how the ballot worked all by myself, but you know what? Every time I vote, I'm nervous. And I don't want to act. I don't want to like ask questions and be this guy who's stupid. You know, he can't figure out that you're supposed to. Because okay, I have to like walk, talk to one guy, talk to another guy, get a piece of paper, go behind a booth, and they didn't even have a pencil in my booth. I had to like ask for a pencil, and I felt stupid. And they like were mean to me. They were like, "Oh, you don't even have a pencil?" It's like there's supposed to be. There's one in your booth, and I'm like, "No, there's not." And I felt bad. Okay, now. If anything like this happens in Florida, and according to Jesse Jackson, it certainly did, although it happened even more if you were a minority, then, yeah, you know, you don't want to be getting in there, oops, you know, I was the stupid one, I accidentally punched the holes twice. Okay, and that's the thing, okay, the guys who voted for the Buchanan versus Buchanan-Gore thing, okay, I don't care. That's 3,000 votes, whatever. You know, that's a stupid mistake.
Although there's an interesting sidestep to that, is that the voting in there... is I think that's over 8 standard deviations from the norm.
Sure. There's no doubt.
Statistically is amazing.
Statistically, there's absolutely no doubt that people voted for Buchanan who meant to vote for Gore. But I can look past that. That's not the issue to me. To me, the issue is that a county of 400,000 voters can throw out 5% of their voters because they punched something twice and didn't even think about it. That blows me absolutely away. That's irresponsible. I mean, okay, these people made the time out of their lives to come and vote, and because of the ballot system in this county, their votes were thrown away.
Well, I think if this election is done...
I mean, that's more throwing away than voting for Nader!
right. I think if this election has done anything, it is proven to many people that our electoral system isn't, shall we say... running smoothly.
Right.
Like we need some work. We need some standards.
You know, I think about this more and more, especially with the Electoral College thing. And, you know, I'm actually kind of more convinced that the Electoral College is cool now. Mm-hmm. But the only reason is because at least now, I mean, otherwise we have this election that's so close. I mean, when all said and done, we're going to be within a half percent across the U.S. Can you imagine trying to recount across the whole U.S.? I mean, that would suck.
Cool.
I mean, if nothing less, the Electoral College actually manages to encapsulate the problems to a localized point of the country.
Right.
And that's
right.
The only thing I can think of that's good for it. Of course, you know, I'm a Michigander, and that means that my vote counts for a lot more than a lot of you guys, because it averages out that, you know, I have, like, a lot of clout. So, ha ha ha! Screw you, New Mexico, or whatever the.
Well, no, New Mexico has more clout per person.
Okay, yeah. No, I know. Is it. It works out. Michigan's really high as far as the per person clout.
Yeah, after the 2000 census is done, Michigan will drop.
Yeah, we're going to lose some.
Rhode Island has the most clout, because Rhode Island has something like, say, 300,000 people, but I think they have 3 or 4 electoral votes, which is great. Wyoming is even better. But
it's a confusing world.
It's a beautiful world.
So anyway, we've been dealing with the election stuff, not too much on Slashdot itself, but in my actual life, I've actually got quite a lot of email on the subject. My favorite was related to a comment that I actually attached to the original story where I said, you know, I'm looking forward a lot to this all being done so that we can get on with things. And I got this rant from some dude who was just like, that's just a typical statement from your generation, not thinking about politics and not caring, you know, you boomer.com, blah, blah, blah. You are almost as much of a prick as those elitists who think that the people who are too stupid to punch two holes shouldn't be allowed to vote.
I think there's a difference in that. I don't know. I still care, but I want a winner, damn it. At this point, I don't care who wins so much as I just want a winner so I can start dealing with the consequences.
Yeah.
Like moving to Canada. I want to know if I got a pack.
Because I got all these boxes, and I have to know if they can make the recycling on Monday.
You know, and there's probably a lot of people, you know, especially in, like, the Clinton camp who, you know, they got to know if they need to sell their house in Washington, D.C. and get out.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and that's the thing. And it's really even nasty because, like, Bush is talking about, you know, picking his cabinet already. And, you know, and there's just all this nastiness. I mean, whatever camp you fall on, this is just really bad for the country. And it's...
See, I don't think it's all that bad, because I think if it does anything...
It's a lot of stress.
Oh, it's a lot of stress, but if it does anything, it will mean that we will have... that they will actually try and make some standards in terms of balloting,
and that's cool.
We will clean up that we will clean up some of the gunk in the system.
But the downside about... Well, actually, I kind of like the fact that because of this, no matter who becomes the president, they're going to have to kind of go in there and say, well, the people only kind of want me here, so I'll have to be a little careful. Of course, the thing about it is that after, you know, 100 days or so, no president thinks that way, I'm sure. He's just like, well, I'm the president. Woo! You know? Well, time to do whatever the hell I want.
And it really doesn't matter who's president because Congress is in almost perfect gridlock. We've achieved almost perfect stasis.
Excellent. Excellent. I am a big fan of a government that cannot pass any laws.
Except for a few very simple things.
That's right.
Because that really does less damage.
Like free ice cream and ponies.
Yeah, free ice cream and
mostly
ponies.
Mostly the ice cream and ponies. So that's the election stuff. I suppose we probably can talk about anything else now. Because, whew, it's been a lot of that.
A lot of anything else?
No, a lot of the election has been my life for the
last
few days.
All right, what do we have going on in the headlines right now?
Well, let's see. The
Perfect Lenses, I remember that.
Perfect Lenses, I didn't even notice this one
yet. Yeah, I think it's Science. Timothy posted it. Basically, they're getting closer and closer to making lenses with very few imperfections.
So these ain't really for eyeballs. These are more for, like, telescopes.
Well, I guess they could be for eyeballs.
Behold, I now have perfect eyeballs.
Granted, this cost me over $1 million.
They were ground by lasers. Yeah, that's great. That's just great. Let's see. We had the Star Wars trilogy in Legos. That was pretty cool. They storyboarded the entire thing.
Yeah, that was
of epic proportions. There's been a lot of variations on it, like the Star Wars and ASCII, which is also pretty funny, but it gets submitted about every hour and a half.
Yeah, well, it's been posted. Please don't submit it anymore. Or Bill Gates mugshot, if you could not
post
that.
That.
Or G-Zix.
IBM, and its 22-inch 200 dpi display. I mean, okay, that's I like the idea of a 200 dpi display, you know, even in a couple of inches. You know, that's a lot of dpi. I mean, I got printers that don't do that.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I wonder, like, when that will actually come into production,
though. Oh, 2092.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about all the, you know, neat technology. No, one of the interesting things has been this whole, the Crusoe kind of falling, you know? IBM has backed off from it. Compaq has backed off from it.
But their IPO itself actually was quite the impressive.
Moderately good, yeah.
Well, they doubled. I mean, I think they actually slid back down a little bit, but... And that was pretty impressive. That's one I definitely wouldn't have minded being in on the ground floor on. So congratulations, Linus. That's going to be an interesting thing to follow. They've actually had a lot of good news, a lot of good press, and a lot of bad press in the last couple of weeks. It's been really it's been a mixed bag for them.
Well, that's the thing about all the benchmarking that's being done is, you know, the benchmarking doesn't show it being that great, but I think rightfully so. Transmeta says, well, you know, it learns, you know, if you're running this for a couple hours, then it'll run, you know, much more quickly.
It'll figure things out for you.
So,
although there's interesting things about that. Apparently, it actually uses your standard memory as a cache. I heard about that somewhere. So, you actually, if you have, like, 128 megs of RAM, like, it uses, like, 8 or 20 of that as, like, a cache to compile stuff.
Yeah, you only get to use, like, 110 or 112, I think, of a full 128.
Yeah, it's so that's going to be actually interesting to see how that affects some things too. Of course, you know, RAM isn't that expensive anymore either. But all those
not
patents
until I
and
burn
stuff.
Down another plant in Taiwan.
Start the fire.
Oops, never mind. Insurance companies don't listen to that.
Yep, Jeff
wasn't
never
connected
starts fires.
To my house fire.
Jeff
either.
Never starts
that was
fires.
Jeff Bates, Newton, Massachusetts.
Potter.
Yeah.
If any federales are listening, I have phone numbers for you.
Federal? Potter, I'm not an illegal immigrant. Despite what you may want to think and want to believe.
Oh, I don't think you know your true self there.
Yeah, but your wife.
What's QT? Didn't Trolltech release something for embedded? Or
well, yeah, they
what's the deal?
It's an embedded QT system, basically a PDA environment. It's not going to change the world or anything, but it's pretty cool because it's like cross-platform. You know, and it lets you use those tools that you're used to using on anything from your desktop down to your PDA, assuming it's running the QT environment,
cool.
Which may or may not ever matter. It'll matter a lot more when the thing about it now is that, you know, those handhelds, where it really matters is the handhelds. We're talking about the Palm Pilot size devices. And, as it stands, those devices just don't have the resources necessary to actually use a system like that. They have to use something.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's why you got something like Wince, you know, which, you know, like it or lump it, you know, it's really small and it fits in there. And ideally, this is what this is going to try to target too. But I'm still looking forward to the day when I can actually, you know, like, you know, run Xterm. But Xterm is probably the worst example because it's like, hi, I'm Xterm. I take like 20 megs of RAM just to launch. I'm around. I contain character sets and support for things that haven't existed anywhere in 12 years. But I am Xterm.
But boy, if it comes back, will I be ready?
I am so ready for what? Ipsedeck and all the other character sets. And, oh, man. Crazy stuffs. But
crazy.
The new Debian actually has x86.4 in CVS, or it's in Woody now.
Yeah. And it works most of the time.
It works most of the
time. It works mostly, although, Ponder, why didn't you tell people about your bug?
My favorite bug, and actually I haven't upgraded lately, so this might be fixed by now, but my favorite bug with XP4 on my laptop is when one side of the screen gets juxtaposed onto the other, but the mouse events are still on the right scale. So imagine that when you want to click on a window that you have to click on it, you know, next to it.
So 20 pixels over.
So that you're clicking on nothing, because the events still translate, but the entire display is shifted.
Now, in this defense, this is, in X's defense, this is on Navi, which has got to be about the most screwed up little screen in the universe.
Oh, no, but, see, I put in all the custom settings in my config, so that's not an issue. And, and X3 worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, no, dude, I think Rob's calling you out. Punch him in the mouth! Punch him in the mouth!
I will punch you in the face! Alright.
Get some!
Optical discs that hold 140 gigs.
Oh, God. That thing has that story. That's
it
another
comes back
great
again,
story
again and again and again.
Media freaking sleeping.
And we
with
got
each
no
other.
Choice but to post it because you guys submitted 8,000 times.
Well, where was it? Wired was the most recent one to pick it up.
Hi.
Shame on you, Wired.
This
shame,
has been posted
shame,
all over
shame.
The place. Of course, you know, we just circled that jerk that whole thing again. But what do? You know, you guys submit them said so many times. At some point, we just got to give up and post them. Let's see.
Do it, England.
Domain names with Asian character sets. You know, I don't care.
Well, yeah.
I don't speak any of those languages, so screw it. I'm American-centric.
Dude, if you watch enough anime, you'll start to.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kurt the Pope's learning Japanese just so that he can watch anime in Japanese. Saw Princess Mononoke the other day for the first time. Actually enjoyed it quite immensely. Saw it in the Nick, the old artsy theater in town, so.
The artsy theater.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It's
baby.
One of those deals with, you know, they have the balcony, so you, like, get the spit on the people that are on the floor below you and, like, lick the juju beans and try to drop them and get them to land on their heads.
Which is more fun when there's some stupid cultural event going on with some pansies dancing around on stage.
Look at me. You can see my genitals through my tights.
Oh, wait. That wasn't very sensitive, was it?
You should be ashamed. Shame.
TiVo hacked to include Ethernet.
That's,
you know, that's
why.
Pretty,
what were they doing with
dude, that 10-minute phone call? That takes way too long.
I should be able to do that much faster.
And I don't care that it uses a 1-800 number and is totally free. I should use the network that I have in my house.
Why are we creating an entire additional network temporarily just for this TiVo? And, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, he actually hacked in an ISA card. You know, it'd be cooler for me if, you know, could get it on the wireless LAN that the Lucent.
So, wait
useless.
A minute, you could get the, you know, ISA.
I could ping
then
my TiVo.
Good, very useful.
If I could
hey,
ping
look,
my TiVo.
My TiVo's still on.
Ping, ping, ping.
Yep, TiVo's still on.
Highly useful.
Actually, I guess it might be kind of cool if you could give your TiVo an IP and then run Apache on it, and then you could, like, go in, you know, through the web server, or it wouldn't even have to be a web server, I guess, if you could just go in remotely and choose which shows you want to see, you know, while you're away from home, or, you know, when you are away from home.
Well, there's a lot of potential there. I mean, I like the idea of the remote administration.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being able to control. I'd like the idea of being able to use your laptop as a menu screen so that while you're actually watching the show, you can be deleting episodes and stuff, you know, but off your laptop, you know, and that'd be actually pretty
yeah, that
useful.
That would actually be
The other thing is that the interface for TiVo is not designed to be is obviously not designed to manage large amounts of programming. Be it you know, my ideal dream world where you have you know 100 gigs of MP3s on your TiVo, TiVo's really more meant to say, you know, I've got 20, 30, 40 TV shows, you know. And, you know, if you've got, you know, if you've got a 30-hour TiVo and you're recording at a low quality and you fill that up, navigating down that one gigantic list is just a very, very, very inefficient interface. You know, you could create a much better interface, actually, on a computer screen, you know, where you have, you know, a higher resolution. You could use a mouse. You know, it'd be really cool. Of course, you know, they don't have the MP3 playing stuff in there yet, but I'm sure they will.
Yeah, at some point they will. They just will.
That thing is just too cool not
everything
to hack it apart.
Will have an MP3 player.
Actually, somewhat related, 60-hour TiVos are actually due out in the next couple of weeks. And a couple of weeks ago, they released the DirecTV with an integrated TiVo in it.
Oh, cool.
The downside is, and if anybody can confirm or deny this, let me know. I believe that the DirecTV TiVo does not have a cable input. In other words, if you live in an area like, say, me, where you have to get cable in addition to your actual dish signal in order to get Fox and NBC and the local affiliates, you wouldn't be able to TiVo in both of them simultaneously.
That'd make it really worthless.
Well, yeah, and it really pisses me off. And that's all part of, you know, that big conspiracy thing, you know, where they won't let me frickin' have my own local channel, so they won't let me get a Fox off my dish. You know, right. I can't be trusted with that. That would be dangerous.
Well, you really can't be trusted with
that. Well, and my antenna reception is not such that I'm going to be able to get an actual signal out here. You know, I can get cable, but I can't actually get a good signal from an antenna. And, of course, you know, that means that the FCC has to pass all these laws and protect those local interests, all those TV stations. And I'm all like, screw it. I don't care if WZZM Channel 13 in Kalamazoo, Michigan goes under. I don't care the slightest.
Susan G-Haw, I don't care about you.
I'll be completely content watching the NBC affiliate that's in New York. You know, this doesn't matter to me. I don't care about anything that happens in West Michigan. Like, you know, all the big exciting news coverage about, like, when Bush comes to town or something. Woo-hoo! Very exciting.
Bush came to town? Oh, I must have missed that. Oh.
Nah, dude, we had Bush and Gore in West Michigan within, like, a couple days of each other.
Michigan, and they fought to the death.
And unfortunately, neither died. Because it would have been a lot easier than dealing with Florida.
Coming on Sunday, it's Wish Gord, Van Andel Arena, live!
$5 for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
The audience will choose the weapons via a massive voting system. Will Gore be using the 40-pound Q-tip or the sword?
A sword would...
Oh, I was next, and I didn't have anything witty to say there.
Work.
I ran out of steam prematurely.
Looks like Potter's pretty high with the dumbacity today.
He scores 12 in Dumas. Yeah, the other thing that's interesting about the TiVo is that I don't know if they're planning on releasing a new model or what. I'm assuming they are, but the price right now for the DirecTV TiVo is identical to the regular cable TV TiVo. So it doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of odd. But as a both dish user and a TiVo user, I look forward to the 60-hour dish model that also does cable.
Can you upgrade?
I do not believe so. And worse yet, as far as I know, the lifetime subscription also does not transfer from machine to machine. So when you buy your new TiVo, you lose your lifetime subscription. I didn't get a lifetime subscription. I got a one-year one. But I figured, you know, within 1 year, I'll probably replace my TiVo, and I got a few months left on that. So I'm hoping the 60-hour one comes out, something comes out that I have to replace. Thing is,
I hope I have to replace something.
Otherwise, I'm gonna have to switch to one of those stupid monthly subscriptions. Because as soon as I cross over that 2-year mark on the same TiVo, then I wasted money, and I'm gonna be pissed. I'm just gonna be angry. And who do you get mad at? Only myself. or I could get mad at TiVo because they didn't release the TiVo that I wanted quick enough.
You should probably sue them then at that point.
And also get drunk.
And then punch Potter in the face.
Oh, I won't be around then anymore.
Potter will be off working for TiVo.
I'll be in, I don't know, I won't be around.
I won't be around. I'm not saying where I'll be.
Tijuana.
Tijuana. The happiest place on earth. Oh, lordy.
What else do we have?
I don't know. We probably have to figure out something for people to email Kurt.
Oh, that's right. I wanted Bloody Mary recipes. Send me your Bloody Mary recipes. Because I'm looking to get into Bloody Marys, and I've had very few good Bloody Marys, so I want good Bloody Mary recipes.
That's because, dude, there's no such thing as a good... Actually, that's not true. I've had a good Bloody Mary before, but I don't know what the ratios of all the key ingredients
were. But it was made with the blood of a virgin.
My email address is potter@slashdot.org if you didn't know.
Wait, no, they're supposed to email Kurt with it.
Well,
here's what they have.
But then
do.
I might not get the Bloody Mary recipes. I was the one who wanted them.
Yeah, you know what? Kurt just adds mail filters is the thing. He's actually got filters at the mail server level for, like, the word rash. You can't email Kurt the word rash. It just gets deleted.
Yeah, like, I tried to tell him once that something was a brash decision.
Thrown away? You never got through?
Never got to him.
He never read it, huh?
He thinks he's so cool with his filters. Bah. I hate him so much.
I hate him and his dirty filters.
Oh, and Ryan the Fallon is still living here. Something about having a unasked for house guest now for 2 months, not paying rent, not leaving.
You should
kill
him.
Not only did he get appendicitis, but he also got kidney stones in the last 2 weeks. So it's not like I can even make him, like, rake the lawn.
So vengeance be not yours, but the Lord's.
I know. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, he's got to realize by now that there's a pox on his presence in this household. And I'm really looking for him to figure
it
out.
And if he hasn't figured it out, then he'll be able to listen to Geeks in Space.
Well, he won't listen to Geeks in Space. He doesn't even have a computer. So, yeah, what do we have people mail Kurt, guys?
Let's see.
We could have you mail him JPEGs of boobs. Not whole naked chicks, just the boob. You have to crop out a boob. And don't, like, be an ass and, like, make it be, like, a 700K thing. You know, you gotta make it, like, 2 or 3K. Little tiny boobs. He likes the pert ones.
Right.
Yeah,
not
ones that are old and wrinkly and gross. In case I go through his mail or something.
In case he makes me read it. There's a new PR of Nautilus.
They've got
one of the more interesting features they've actually incorporated into it is the remote file system stuff, which is apparently one of the services that they're going to be offering, which is, of course, the way that Nautilus is going to make billions of dollars for ESL. His remote file services. I mean, best of luck to you guys, but but yeah, I mean, basically, you can, if you're using Nautilus, you can have their system be essentially a remote drive, and you can share that drive with your friends, which is actually a pretty cool idea for certain activities, especially if you're in a high bandwidth area and you want to share MP3s or something with a friend.
Right.
Speaking of MP3s, Napster cut a deal with BMG now.
Oh yeah, that's true. $4.95.
$4.95 a month.
$4.95, I get all the BMG
you
artistry
get
to, that
you
I
get Kenny G,
Britney Spears, and
artists.
Hundreds of artists.
I've been an artist for many years now. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, the
you
I, that's
your
the
raw
thing.
Potatoes.
If it, you know, $4.95 for all of BMG catalogs, we're getting close. If it was $10 for all the labels, then you got it. Because that's how much I pay for TiVo, you know? One thing I didn't catch is that are you using Napster? Are you actually still downloading that from friends, or are you actually downloading it from them?
I believe you were. It's still just like
peer-to-peer
within Napster, yeah. Which, you know,
I don't understand how that seems a little odd to me too. I mean, it seems like they should have to give a couple of cents to the guy who actually serves the MP3 because he's paying for the bandwidth.
No, he gets to be part of the Napster community.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a community there. I forgot about that.
Yeah, community.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like how in their community you're not allowed to mention the names of their competitors because they censor out the names of all their competitors on their chat boards. That's the thing is that Napster
and also kind of change their protocol occasionally so that you can't deal with it.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, I feel really bad because Napster has been kind of the scapegoat for something, but, you know, as a company, they're pretty much a bunch of jerks. And they do a lot of poopy things. You know, so it's really
they're
too bad.
A bunch of poopsters, eh?
You really kind of hope that something like GNUtella or OpenNAP actually, you know, catches on, just because I don't really want to see Napster get all that successful. And, you know, I think that what they're doing, the technology is absolutely critical, and it's going to, you know, do everything, and it's going to change the future. But I don't like the fact that they're real jerks about it.
Yeah, they are kind of...
I mean, I can't believe...
They're extremely anti-competitive to the point of ridiculousness.
well beyond. I can't, how can you have a chat board and delete words, you know, of your competitors? I mean, I should do that in Slashdot. You know, you mentioned corrosion and I delete it. You know, it's just, I'm sorry, you cannot mention our competitors. Have a big ban list, you know, of words that...
Yeah, I think that's a ZDNet, great idea.
Yeah, ZDNet, ZDNet, most of their forums, I don't know if they've changed it. They used to, like, not post everybody's comments. They posted the ones they approved.
Yeah, like, if you submitted something that was thoughtful, they'd throw it away.
Dude, if we could do that on... Well. If we could do that on Slashdot, I mean, that would take, you know, like, 10 minutes a day.
To delete thoughtful things?
Yep.
Or what? Okay. All right. Just checking to make sure we're
all on the same rhetorical page. Look, here's something that someone put effort into.
What?
Don't use that.
That can't be. That can't be. That's strictly forbidden. Do we care anything about H-1Bs?
I don't know. They can move around. Great. So now they
people always submit those.
Move around.
You know, people always submit those, and some of the guys post them. It matters, but not to me. I don't care about, you know, if I want to have people in other countries work for me, I'll just pay them, and they don't have to move. But I'm not big on making anybody move, ever. I live in Holland, Michigan, and I work for a company in Boston, which is a subsidiary of a company in San Francisco or San Jose. So, I mean...
San Francisco!
Sorry.
Hey, Netscape 6 is out.
Yep.
Yeah, boy, I bet it won't be buggy.
It's like Vault, Cordo.
The thing is, if it's as buggy as Mozilla, it'll still be buggy, but not as buggy as old Netscape.
You know what? The last couple of builds of Mozilla for me have been more unstable than the older ones. I'm in a sad period for Mozilla builds. OMS.
OMS.
Livid.
It's so close. It's so close.
Oh, yes. Potter, you get to work on that.
It's hardly worth doing it right now, dude. Just, like, wait. We'll tell you when it works. All you need to do to actually make it compile is install about 12 packages, like devlibs. Actually, by then, there'll be a deb. I wouldn't screw with it. But it's close. It's playing. You can listen to sound. You can play video. You just can't do them both at the same time and expect things to sync up perfectly.
But that's why DVDs have subtitles.
Unfortunately, they don't have subtitle support yet, but let's not worry about that.
All right, never mind. Then, 4.
Yeah, I like how in the Blockstacker's office, it's become sort of a daily ritual for Potter and I to compile...
Hand me the test DVD.
The only DVD we have in the office right now is Chris DeBono's copy of Ghost in the Shell, which he left in the office in the case for American Psycho. So I had to tell him that it was there, and I kind of felt bad telling him that we had it, because I don't want to give it up, because that's the test DVD. You know, now else, what are we going to test?
Give me the new Ghost in the Machine.
And Ghost in the Shell is not encrypted, is the funny thing.
Right, we're testing this thing, you know, that might have DECSS in it, and we're testing it with one of the three probably unencrypted DVDs on the planet. Wacky.
Wacky Wild Kool-Aid.
But mainly all we care about is the syncing code. Oh, when it syncs... Then I'm blowing away that Windows partition on my machine. I'm done playing Diablo 2, so I don't need it.
Are you going to keep your character? You have to log in like every...
3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, I probably should log in pretty quick.
I logged in yesterday, and I got the itch to play again. I don't know. I'm
twitching.
There might be some Diablo 2 in my future. I mean, even with my same character, because I got looking at all his items and thinking about... You know, all the adventures I'd been through with him, and I didn't want to take
a
new...
tear ran down my cheek,
and I cried. No, I didn't want to go through all that with a new character, because, you know, that sucks, you know.
Look, I've got new armor.
Yay, I found gold!
Remember when gold mattered? I liked collecting gold. That was my favorite. I was like, look, I have 200,000 gold. Oh, I'm dead. Now I have 30.
No.
Work all day for virtual gold.
A pair of virtual shoes.
I still liked when gold was being sold on eBay.
Yeah.
The exchange rate was like 100,000 gold per dollar or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But no, I should probably log in with my...
Protect your character. Do the expansion packs coming out this summer. You'll be able to play through the next act.
Exactly. And there's going to be more character class specific quests.
Oh, really? I didn't know that there were character class-specific ones.
Yep.
Yes. So, new quests, new characters. I'm looking forward to playing, I don't know, so many options.
Mm-mm.
The Druid.
So I'm
going
to play.
I'm going to make a new character. It's going to be a
you
druid.
You
want
to fight as a bear?
And I'm
going to
fight
a bear.
As a bear.
So I'm. I've actually been playing SimCity 3000 Unlimited. I finally got the. They finally patched it so that you can actually play it under Linux now with a new libc. And let me tell you how much joy I get by putting up a trash heap, a coal power plant, and then a prison, and then putting a school right next to it. That makes me so happy.
Rob has no children.
I'm just like, go outside, children. Play between the criminals and the smog and the trash. Go play in the trash heap. Really, they should
allow
me to.
We will train you here, for you shall grow strong.
It should be like, you know, the McDonald's thing where they used to take all the old styrofoam McDonald's containers and turn them into, like Playland equipment and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It should totally be like that. They should be allowed to play in my gigantic landfill space.
Right.
Go, children. Frolic free.
It'd be like frolic free in the dirt.
In the dirt and grime and trash. In the syringes and medical waste.
Welcome back to Fat Albert 3000.
Post-apocalyptic. Hey, hey, hey.
Mad Max and Fat Albert hanging out.
I've been doing that with you. I've been wanting to play with Libus Labuserbegubbin. I never was
very good. We spy your lives.
Yeah, I'm a Kibayoba Abatuba.
Is that like the voice that everybody wants to be able to do?
Yep,
Fat Albert?
Mushmouth.
Mushmouth.
Oh,
yes.
Always a favorite.
Fun for the whole family. Well, ladies
right.
and gentlemen, we should probably save this sucker off pretty quick because my guess is we're probably running close to hard drive
space. Yeah,
we're
going to run out of disk space here soon.
Key in the
so,
tunage.
It's been nice. We'll be doing another show in 2 weeks when I come back to Holland again. So
Jeff is, a wacky roamer.
Wait.
So you're actually going to be back for the December meeting thing, and then you're going to be back for Christmas?
No,
you're staying home for Christmas.
No, I'm not coming back for Christmas.
You're coming back for Thanksgiving.
No, I come back the week after Thanksgiving.
Wow, you love your family.
Hey, I don't think you have a leg to stand on in that department, buddy.
I love my family dearly. I just never want to see them.
You lie to your mom about being out of town.
She doesn't have internet access. She doesn't know. I don't lie to my mother in case she does listen to this. I never lie. I'm just exaggerated. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting back on Sunday, about when the actual truth is that my plane is landing at 11:30 on Saturday. I mean, it's kind of true. I'm going to be really tired.
Yep.
I don't have time to come
it's
over.
Only for her benefit, because
right.
then you're not cranky.
Right. You don't want to deal with me when I'm cranky. Frankly, you don't want to deal with me when I'm in a good mood.
That is true.
I'm going to go build a school and put it next to a gigantic trash heap and a coal-burning electrical plant.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Catch you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.